Football finals move back one day, and soccer finals are now at one location. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The MHSAA football finals will be played Saturday and Sunday, November 25th and 26th this year, a day later than they are traditionally played. This is to accommodate the Michigan State-Penn State game that will be played at Ford Field on Friday, November 24th. As always, the Lions play Thanksgiving Day, and this year they host the Packers. Because of the change, the schedule for the 2 days of the MHSAA finals is not yet set, as consideration will be given to teams that are not allowed to play on Sundays. But there will be no change to the TV and radio broadcasts of the finals. All eight 11-player finals will air live on Bally Sports Detroit, and all football finals will be available to listen to via MHSAANetwork.com. Also, the 8-player finals will stream live on the NFHS Network, and those games will be once again played at the Superior Dome in Marquette on Saturday, November 18th. The football postseason will start Friday, October 27th, and it's never too early to start looking at playoff points. To see how your favorite team stacks up, just go to MHSAA.com, click football, and then playoff points. 10 teams will be looking to defend their titles from last year. Martin, an 8-player, and then Grand Rapids South Christian, Gladwin, Grand Rapids West Catholic, Jackson Lumen Christie, and Ottawa Lake Whiteford, an 11-player. And then an 11-player, you've got Belleville, Warren De La Salle Collegiate, and Detroit Martin Luther King, all looking for a third straight title. And Powers North Central will be gunning for a fourth straight crown in the 8-player Division II. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from last week. First, a pair of sophomores from Brownstown Woodhaven, Pierce Scheffler and Alex Vasquez, finished third and fourth overall at the Downriver Watermelon Run, helping the Warriors to a first-place team finish. Flint Kearsley's Isaiah Gatica scored the game winner with 50 seconds left in a 4-3 soccer win over Goodrich. It was Isaiah's first career goal for the Hornets. And a Mason Southland of Muskegon Mona Shores, she shot an event-best 40, leading the Sailors to victory in the season's first OK Green Golf Jamboree.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
There's a new rule in volleyball regarding the wearing of jewelry. Previously, participants were not allowed to wear stud or post-like jewelry, such as earrings, even if they were covered by tape. But now, stud or post-like jewelry worn above the chin is allowed. Stud earrings are now allowed to be worn during play and do not need to be covered by tape. Hoop-style jewelry, such as hoop earrings, are still not allowed, even if covered by tape. If a player is wearing hoop earrings, the coach will be issued an administrative yellow card for the first offense and a red card for a second offense in that set. Items such as a medical alert medal or a religious medal must be taped to the body and can be visible during play.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. There is a change to the boys' soccer finals this fall as well. All four divisions will be played on a single day at a single location, with Grand Ledge High School hosting the four title games on Saturday, November 4th. In years past, two games each have been played at two separate locations. This year, Division 4 will kick things off at 10 a.m., followed by Division 3 at 12:30. Division 2 will play at 3 p.m., and the day concludes with the Division 1 title matchup at 5:30. Rochester Adams, Richland Gull Lake, Holland Christian, and Muskegon Western Michigan Christian are the four schools looking to repeat as champions this fall. The soccer postseason starts with districts on October 11th. Semifinals will be played Wednesday, November 1st, and the season ends November 4th at Grand Ledge High School. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.